The coronavirus mutation, or variant, first discovered in the United Kingdom, is now in California. Southern California, where hospitals are overflowing with coronavirus patients, and some are having to turn them away or ration care. But the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it's nothing to panic over.
First of all, I'm not surprised that you have a case and likely more cases in California, and we likely will be seeing reports from other states. I don't think that the Californians should feel that this is something odd.
Fauci shares what's known so far about the mutation.
The transmissibility of this mutant is more efficient than the transmissibility of the standard virus that we've been dealing with up to now. Namely, it's able to bind to the receptors on cells better and therefore is transmitted better. There's no indication at all that it increases the virulence. And by virulence, I mean the ability to make you sick or kill you. It doesn't seem to make it more strong in that regard. In addition, it doesn't seem to evade the protection that's afforded by the antibodies that are induced by vaccines. The other thing that they've noted in the UK is that people who have been infected don't seem to get reinfected by this, which means that the immunity that's given to you when you get infected is protective against this particular strain.
But the virus, said to be more contagious, hits California at a perilous time as daily deaths reach an unprecedented 432. California remains the first and only state to surpass 2 million people with infections. Nearly 25,000 people have died. More than 40% of the infections are in Los Angeles County, the hardest hit, which just topped 10,000 deaths. The new COVID-19 variant has triggered a host of questions about how the mutation circulating in England arrived in the U.S. and whether it's too late to stop it, with top experts like Fauci saying it's probably already spreading elsewhere across the country. The first confirmed case was in Colorado in a National Guardsman in his 20s who has not traveled, officials say. He had mild symptoms and is isolating at his home near Denver, while another Guard member also has a suspected case. They were both sent to a nursing home struggling with an outbreak last week. While two strains of the coronavirus are in the country, hope is on the horizon as vaccines roll out. Fauci says current vaccines have a strong likelihood to be effective against the mutated COVID-19 strain.
When you get vaccinated, the immune response that you make is called polyclonal, which means it's against many different parts of the virus. So even though you have one part of the virus that's changed, it is very likely that the other components of the vaccine-induced response will protect you.
Statewide transmission rates have also fallen to the point where one infected person is infecting just one other person, a development officials call encouraging, but warn the trend could reverse from holiday gatherings in the coming weeks. That's why officials are recommending people shelter in place during New Year's Eve and continue following public health orders like mask wearing and social distancing. Some areas are taking tougher action to enforce those orders. Hours after officials announced the new variant in Southern California, San Diego's mayor signed an executive order directing stricter enforcement of public health rules, including fines and other actions against those who defy them. In conversation with Governor Gavin Newsom, Dr. Fauci says even the HIV/AIDS epidemic was not as politicized as the coronavirus pandemic.
In everybody's full knowledge of your involvement with HIV and AIDS, which certainly had a political component, but you suggest nothing like this, huh?
No, not at all. There was the in many respects, shameful stigma with AIDS for a while, particularly among men who have sex with men in this country. There was the lack of paying enough attention to it in the early years. The fact is they didn't put enough of the bully pulpit of the presidency to warn people that this is a disease that is not a problem of people, it's a problem of a virus. But other than that, it wasn't anything like the divisiveness that we're seeing right now, which really makes implementation of public health measures and public health messaging very difficult.
I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.